Welcome to episode 65 of the Snowflake Snow Pro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast presented by Bright Flux. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, here to guide you through the fundamentals of file size and formats for unloading data in Snowflake. This topic is essential for anyone looking to maximize the efficiency and performance of data unloading operations in Snowflake, a crucial skill for passing your Snow Pro Core certification exam. In today's episode, we're going deep into the nuances of optimizing data unloading in Snowflake by focusing on two key aspects: file size and file formats. These elements are pivotal in achieving efficient data storage and retrieval, affecting both cost and performance. Understanding file size. Let's start with file size. When unloading data from Snowflake, it's paramount to understand the significance of file size. Ideally, individual files should range between 100 MB to 250 MB in size. Why this range, you might ask? Files within this size bracket balance load performance and network transfer times, offering a sweet spot for parallel processing without overwhelming the system or causing bottlenecks. However, unloading very large files can lead to increased costs and longer transfer times, while very small files can cause a disproportionate amount of metadata, affecting overall performance. Thus, achieving this balance is crucial for efficient data handling. Next, let's talk about the supported file formats for unloading data in Snowflake. Snowflake offers a wide range of file formats to cater to different needs and preferences. These include CSV, commonly used for text data, offering simplicity and wide compatibility. JSON, ideal for nested data structures or when working with semi-structured data. Parquet, a columnar storage file format optimized for performance, especially useful for analytics and machine learning projects. Orc, similar to Parquet, ORC is a highly efficient file format for reading, writing, and processing large data sets. Avro, designed for serializing data, Avro is compact, fast, and suitable for both batch and streaming applications. Choosing the right file format depends on your specific needs and the nature of your data. For instance, if you're working with semi-structured data, JSON might be the best option, whereas for analytics purposes, Parquet or Orc would be more appropriate due to their performance optimizations. In addition to file size and format, it's also important to consider other factors such as data compression and encryption. Compression can significantly reduce file sizes, resulting in lower storage costs and faster transfer times. Meanwhile, encryption ensures that your data is secure during the unloading process, protecting sensitive information. Best practices and tips. Before we wrap up, let's go over some best practices and tips for unloading data in Snowflake. Always monitor file size to stay within the optimal range. Select the file format that best suits your data's characteristics and your project's requirements. Consider employing data compression to reduce the overall volume of data being unloaded. Ensure that your data is encrypted to maintain security standards. Test different configurations to find the most effective setup for your data unloading needs. Mastering file size and format optimization for data unloading is a critical skill for any Snowflake practitioner, especially those aspiring to become Snow Pro Core certified. By understanding these concepts and implementing best practices, you'll be well equipped to manage data unloading processes efficiently, ultimately contributing to the success of your Snowflake projects. Thank you for joining me on this in-depth exploration of file size and formats for unloading data in Snowflake. Remember, mastering these areas is not only about passing your exam, it's about building a solid foundation for your data engineering skills. Until next time, keep learning And don't hesitate to reach out with any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. This has been Yakub Abdulhakim with the Snowflake Snow Pro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by Bright Flux. Good luck on your certification journey, and I look forward to our next deep dive together. Goodbye.